Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 392, Power Rangers Time Force, episode 14?
Yep.
Clash for Control, part 1.
It aired May 5th, 2001, written by Judd Lynn, Jackie Marchand, directed by Koichi Sakamoto.
The 5th of May?
The 5th, may the 5th of May be with you. May the 5th be with you.
I believe that one is Revenge of the 5th.
That sounds really dorky.
Yeah.
I bet only nerds, like real big nerds, say that. We are doing a Power Rangers podcast, so right. Like, who are
you
we?
Know, you're right. Don't punch down, but we can punch adjacent.
We can absolutely punch left. There's no rules about not punching left. That's just a punch, my man. If you're new here, normally we don't start by dunking on Star Wars. I guess it's going to happen from time to time. But what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, because it's time for us, baby. I don't know what else to tell you at this point. We've been doing this for 13 episodes now, and with the exception of a couple trip-based stinkers, it's been great. Anyway, let's go watch Quest for Control.
Time Force!
And we're back. A dinosaur story.
And we're done.
And we just watched.
We'll see you next week for part two. We're taking the rest of this week off because you did that.
Darn it.
You ham-horned me.
Nah, I always got that ham horn ready for the good jokes. That's how you know the joke is great is when there's a ham horn right afterwards. We just watched Clash for Control Part 1. There's dinosaurs in it, which is why my joke was very good. And I find that explaining it and trying to sell the fact that the joke was good always means it was a good joke.
Well, that just goes as long as you hold it, huh?
It's
not just a sound effect. It's like an actual horn.
Well, hold on. No, it'll fade out eventually.
And you just tap it, and so it starts over every time you tap it. Aren't you guys glad you downloaded this episode? Well, now that nobody listens to the Morphin Grid anymore.
I'm so sorry.
I guess we don't need to talk about this because no one's here.
Yep, it's just us now. Just like the old days. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is a graveyard. It's like the elephant graveyard from The Lion King. There's only some hyenas living there, and maybe a lion who is a ghost.
Have you gone back there?
No.
I'm just curious if any of our posts were too hot.
I don't know. I looked on like the main, like the Tumblr dashboard for it, and there was no like alerts or anything, and I'm not going to go through every individual post to see.
Right.
I'm statistically speaking, yeah. Some of them got. HeyJakeAndJosh.com/MorphinGrid. That's our archive. You can go there to find the old episodes and the bonus episodes of all the stuff we've done before. We're available to be emailed. I panicked. God, I don't know. I've been off my game the last couple days. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinGrid@gmail.com, which I said the other day on a different podcast because this is my first child, and I'm just going to call all of them the Morphin Grid when I'm sleepy. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Papaya Podcasts. We're on Stitcher and Google Play and Twitter and Twitter Podcasts. We're on Twitter Podcasts. Look, I got drunk on ham horn. Josh,
are you
out
of jokes? What's going on?
I got ham drunk. I hit it so many times. I'm still thinking about how good that ham horn is. It still pulled up. I can just keep going. I gotta close it. I'll ruin everything if I don't close it. If you can leave us a rating review, just don't mention how often like this episode had a lot of ham horns. I try to keep it.
Yeah, that ham horn thing, that's just for us. Don't tell everybody
about
that.
That's only for cool kids. But we'd really appreciate the rating and review. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. If you want to hear that ham horn. If you want to hear the ham horn.
Oh, what an episode.
Look, I don't know.
Oh,
this,
no.
This is Monday, and we're recording it, but it's an even numbered, so you started, and now I don't know what to do, Josh. I'm all.
No, this is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, but we're recording a Monday episode. I flipped it. It's still...
Oh, okay.
I'm so confused.
Right.
I can't even be confused right. Patreon.com/HeyDickAndJosh. Get the ham horn early.
If we get to $1,000... No. Let me. Okay, if we get to, what is it, $3,000 where we can quit our jobs?
Yeah.
If we get to $3,000, can I convince you to delete ham horn from your phone?
No amount of money is worth it, Josh.
What if I give you $750?
I'll do it. So if you want the ham horn gone forever, and also subsequently joy from my life, hit up patreon.com/HeyDickAndJosh. This is a Monday episode, but we didn't do... a Friday episode last week. So do you want to thank a couple patrons and then we'll only do the email on Friday? Because we got an email.
Yeah, sure.
We do have a couple patrons as well. First up is Adam J.
Thank you, Adam.
And Stuart C.
Thanks, Stuart.
Those are two new patrons. So those are the people who want the ham horn early or like Pokemon. It's hard to tell. It's kind of impossible to tell. But... we really appreciate everyone who is a patron, everyone who goes over to patreon.com/JakeandJosh and chips in for this. You want to jump in?
Yeah.
God, I hope I can right this cruise ship because this there's a big old iceberg and I feel like I hit it. I feel like I hit right into it. We start off at Rant 6. Nadira storms in and she's like, Daddy, there's a sixth Power Ranger now. What are we going to do? We've been having trouble with five, and now there's six. This is bull. And he's like, the Power Rangers have... I can't say it the way he does it, because I can't capture the essence. But he says it funny, and I love it.
Rangers.
But he's like, doesn't matter, because we're going to get the Quantasaurus Rex. And, like, he's it's a goofy word, the Quantasaurus Rex. Also,
yeah.
Congratulations on your new lordship... Quantasaurus, you've been promoted to King Quantasaurus as opposed to regular style from last episode, because it's called the Quantasaurus last time. And I just like how Rantic like has to say this word. He's like a very threatening bad guy, but he has to say Quantasaurus Rex and mean it.
And be excited about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, be like,
we're gonna get the Quantasaurus Rex from the ranges.
Then they're like, yeah, and Bluto's like, yeah, the Quantasaurus. And he's like, what is that? And so Nadira pushes him into, like, a wall.
He's just, like, standing in the background while Nadira and Rancic are talking, like, before he speaks up. He's just standing there. And he looks like he's from a different Power Ranger. Like, I know he's from the Sentai that this show
he's
is
the
based
big bad.
On. He's the big bad. But he does not look like he belongs here at all.
He looks like
a season one monster.
A little bit. The other thing I was thinking, he looks like, you remember the show Dinosaurs on ABC?
Yeah.
He looks like Earl's wet cousin.
He definitely looks like wet Earl.
He's a wet Earl. He's he's Earl's wet cousin from, like, the city. Because he's got, like, a gold
he's
chain.
Earl has, like, a flannel on.
Yeah, it's like.
He's a country
he's
dinosaur.
He's a country dinosaur.
He's working class.
This is an Atlantean, and they're fancy up there. Before it fell, because everyone knows Atlantis chock full of dinosaurs,
right?
Chock-a-block, all the dinosaurs all the time. And then Rantic says something that I am worried will just consume my brain for the rest of time, and that is that we're going to get the Quantasaurus first, so we're going to need a monster that can go back in time and get it.
Yeah, was it me asking the question that triggered this for you?
Because
it took a minute, and then I was like, wait a second.
Like, it hit my brain in such a way. It was like subliminal messaging. I can't talk about the last movie again, so I'm just going to walk past it. But it's like a subliminal message where, like, this idea hit the front of my brain, and it just, like, became part of my brain for a minute. And then you were like, wait a minute. And then, like, that activated the sleeper cell in me.
Because at first you're like, well, of course they have to go back and get it.
They got to go get it. It got lost in a time experiment. So they got to go back in time to get it.
So the Quantasaurus Rex, then, there's, I guess, two options.
Yeah.
It can only ever exist at one point in time at any given time. So it can only be
here now.
In the past, present, and future. And if it exists in the past, then it cannot be in the present because it's still in the past.
Yeah,
because
you'd think you could just, like, find where it is now.
Or it got destroyed when the dinosaurs did.
Oh, that actually makes a lot of sense.
I didn't think about that until just right now.
The only thing I thought of is that the Power Rangers take it out of the past so it's not back then anymore.
So now I'm curious, because the control box fell off of it in the time stream.
Yeah.
So was that in a different time, or did it land in the same time in a different place, and then it got buried? Because it was excavated.
I think it landed in the future.
In the future past.
In the future, less past than...
In the present past, but the past future.
Yes. At like past 30, right. Past 45, not necessarily the whole past, but like quarter past past.
Right.
It just fell off. And then it got there and couldn't be controlled because the box hadn't got there because it fell back later.
Yes.
This time travel shit will fry your brain like an egg. But maybe it did get destroyed by the dinosaurs. I actually do, not by the dinosaurs, when the dinosaurs got destroyed, like in the meteor thing.
That's the only thing that makes sense unless it is like, it's in the past, so it's not here.
Right.
And like... That makes sense to a kid.
Yeah, obviously. Right. Like, oh, yeah, it's in the past.
Because to a kid, there are three points in time. The past, the present, and the future.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's it. One of them is dinosaurs. One of them is right now. And the other one is flying cars.
And giant robots everything. That punch flying cars into right. the past. So then we cut to Eric, who's beating people up with an American Gladiators Q-tip. They're on, like, a gym mat. And he's just whipping people to death with it. Like, he's very intense. And the Rangers show up.
Why is he training with that? Because he does not have a staff weapon. He just shoots a gun.
He's just showing off.
I guess.
He's asserting dominance
he's
right
He's a Power
now.
Ranger now, yeah. So he's just on like a power trip. He's like, let me beat you all with this giant cotton swab.
There's a moment in a minute where I was like, I know where this show goes. And I know, not necessarily where the show goes. I do. I don't remember everything, like I said before. But like, I know that they don't do what they could have done in this moment. And that is... One Power Ranger just doing it for himself.
Yeah.
With a giant mechanical, funny running T-Rex. So the Power Rangers are there, and for a second, I was like, why are you here? What are you doing here? Because like Wes steps into frame, and it's just khaki pants, so it could be anybody, but then it's Wes. And the other Rangers are there too. So then they go, he's like, I was wondering when you'd come. And they go up to a roof to like talk, and he's like, before they can say anything, he's like, not doing it. Because he knows why they're there. They're trying to get the Quantum Morpher back.
Yeah. He's like, no, it's mine.
And on the one hand, it is Time Force property, right? Like, it's Time Force's.
Yes.
On the other hand, if they get it back, what are they going to do with it?
It's DNA locked.
It's DNA locked now. And also, you don't know anybody else.
Yeah. I guess they could just hoard it.
Or, like, give it to Wes, which would just, you know, be a bummer.
Throw it in a Zord and just send it back. Because it's not a person, so I'm assuming it can go back through the portal.
Right, just send it back to the future. Like, hey, get Eric's descendant.
Yeah.
Plug him in.
Get a paperclip and hit the reset button on this morpher.
Get, like, a good Eric. Because,
what's Wesker doing?
Yeah, what's Wesker? Because, statistically speaking... It's probably some DNA in common.
This is is this another situation where they were like, oh crap, another Ranger showed up and we've already shot 10 episodes?
I have no idea.
Because they set up the time shadow and this mysterious man who keeps sending it back every time they need their Zords. Yeah. But that's on pause now because now Eric is a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
And it's just weird that they're like, here's this mystery. We're not going to talk about it for a couple of episodes.
Here's a mystery. We're going to pump the brakes on it because now here's a mean jerk that you got to deal with. So then he's like, I'm not giving back the Quantum Morpher and I'm going to get the Q-Rex. And when I do, the sky's the limit. And I was like, oh, man, he's right. If he gets the Quantum Source Rex and he's a Power Ranger, but not like beholden to being a Power Ranger because like it's not his mission. He just like He could do whatever he wants.
He has the power, but he's not necessarily a Power Ranger.
Yeah, which is like a really good idea that I would like to see like expanded on somehow. Maybe there's a future season where that happens. I don't know. So then a laser shoots the sky, and they all look at it and go, oh, and then it freezes.
They just stand and stare at it. What is that?
They like all line up.
I guess we'll just watch and see what happens. It can't be bad, I guess.
No, it's probably fine. And they're just, maybe they're just like, whoa, that's weird. And just like panic for a second.
Call Circuit. Like,
yeah,
do more than stare at it. Well, you've been a Power Ranger long enough that when you see something like that, you're like, that's wrong. That is incorrect. We need to go see what that is.
Yeah. So we cut to the theme song. When we come back, Trip figured out what it was during the theme song. It's a time hole.
Did we cut back on the monster, right? Because he's like, oh, just another minute and I can keep this time hole open long enough to jump through. And then it goes
to
Trip.
So, yeah.
Trip must have heard him because he's like,
yeah, right?
That's a time hole.
Also, this monster, they're like, we need to get a monster that can go back in time. So they just have someone with time travel capabilities. Cool to know. Weird, this is the first time you use it and not like the first episode. I know he was in the prison already, so you can't just like use him.
But like he, being Rancic, has a mental inventory of every mutant that's in here because he always is like, we need a monster that can do this and just grabs one off the shelf. Okay, so this monster can travel through time at will.
I didn't catch his name. I call him Ted.
I don't know if they did give him a name.
He says later on when he confronts the Q-Rex.
He does look like a Ted.
He's like, I'm Clabblablabble. And I just did it. Nothing happened. Nothing came into my brain. And I was like, you're Ted already in my notes. I can't change this.
Why? Like, I get to use him to go back and get the Quantasaurus.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Why not use him, though, to go back home, get the Quantasaurus, and then take it home? And now you have a giant dinosaur robot to fight the giant man robot.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you rather...
And you're in control of the prison full of mutants, and you can release them all at the same time.
That would be
presumably
probably a smarter idea, Rancic.
And the Power Rangers are stuck in the past.
Yeah. And also, like I said, like I think in the first or second episode, maybe it was later than that, but like, if Rancic wins, there's 1,000 years to fix it.
That's true.
Nothing from 1,000 years ago is still around. Nothing.
That's true.
So like, Rancic's reign would not last 1,000 years, bud. Sorry. Here's what you do. You get the Q-Rex, then you go back to like 1991. There's no Power Rangers at all here. Anywhere. You just run around, do whatever you want.
Kick the command center.
Just
punt
it
across the desert.
Yeah, then rule, own it, get everything. Then time travel back to the year 3000 with all the stuff you've gotten since then and your big dinosaur, and then win.
Also, jumping back onto the topic of Eric. While they're talking to him on the roof, Jen is like, you have no idea the power that thing has. And he's like, oh, I know way more than you think. And he says, once I get the Quantasaurus Rex, the sky is the limit. And I'm curious what his intentions are.
What he would do with it?
The sky is the limit to what?
I mean,
like, are you going to take over the world with it?
That's a good question.
Are you going to charge $1 million to protect people with it? Like,
because here's the thing. Like, he is a private security. He's a rent-a-cop, right? Like,
yeah.
He's like a super rent-a-cop, but he's a rent-a-cop. So, like, if he gets the Q-Rex, now he is, like, the most powerful one. So he can, like, actually defeat monsters because they're not really good at that. But like, he would actually be able to because he has like the power now. But you still work for somebody. And if you want to like break off and start your own agency, you got to worry about taxes. You got to worry about a whole lot of stuff. But then what? Like, then what do you do?
You become the villain.
Yeah.
And then
I think
the Power Rangers beat you, take your powers away, and you go back to just being
Eric.
Giving your backpack to Wes when you leave school.
So I don't know what Eric's plans are, But they know it's a time hole. Eric call he morphs and then he calls a spaceship. It's a TF Eagle that he's just got now.
Yeah.
He just owns a spaceship.
It came with the box. It came in the box.
Because it doesn't look anything like
it his, doesn't. It's
his
not,
stuff.
It's not a it's not a quantum thing because it's not the quantum eagle.
It's the TF Eagle, the Time Force Eagle. So it looks a little bit like the time jet. Which, if it is, how did he get it? Where'd it come from?
How do you know about it? There wasn't a manual in the box.
Unless he's just like been up all night morphed talking to the computer in his.
Oh, that, I forgot he has like a mini Deca.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's how he knows more than she knows that he knows. Or whatever it is that he said. So he starts flying towards the time hole, which is just one way to say that. It is right. It's time hole, but like, I don't know. So there's gotta be a better way. There's gotta be something else. So Wes runs after him, jumps off the building. Says, time force, and morphs, and lands on top of the TF Eagle, and does not let go, and flies back in time with Eric chasing Ted.
Yeah, and then Eric and Wes have an excellent adventure through time.
Yep. No, they crash. Well, they don't really crash. They do crash.
I wasn't hoping, but I was like, what if Wes fell off?
And landed in like...
He's in
1800s.
Like, yeah, he's in like the Renaissance era. Yeah, like,
which would still be in Silver Hills because everything happens in Silver Hills.
Right, but they don't have the time to do two trapped in the past stories.
No, it's weird that like so like what I heard is that like Time Force they knew that it was called Time Ranger and they assumed it would be like going back to like different time periods and like traveling through time but doing that. They didn't know that they traveled one time. 1,000 years, and that was it. They were from the way future. So when they got that footage and they found that out, they were a little bummed, which is why the opening credits make it look like they travel all over time. But then they don't. There's also some stuff that's shot for an episode where they're like, I think next time they do the credit change, it's in like maybe 10 episodes, probably less. Like, there's stuff where it's like, oh... Maybe we're in the past. They're not. It's a trick. So they land. Eric is pretty chill about being in the past because Wes wakes up and he looks at it and sees a pterodactyl fly.
That would be insane.
I honestly cannot imagine.
Sometimes I wake up in my room and I'm just like, whoa.
I woke up on the couch last week at some point, and I do not remember falling asleep on the couch, but I had to have. But I woke up on the couch and I was like, I don't live here. I don't know where I am right now. This is not my parents' house that I live in.
And then a pterodactyl flies overhead.
That would be buck wild. There's a bunch of dinosaurs in a second. And like, can you just imagine there just being a lot of dinosaurs around?
No, I mean, at least he's been awake for a couple minutes, like 2 minutes at this point.
Yeah.
So, and he's like talked to Eric for a second. So he's had 1 minute to remember, oh, I went back through a time hole.
Right.
But that initial you wake up and there's just a pterodactyl circling in the sky and you're just like, what? I haven't woke up yet. This is fake.
I've probably told this story before, but one time I fell asleep for 20 minutes and my old roommate Tony convinced me that I slept for 24 hours and missed work. Because when I wake up, I am an idiot.
Yeah.
During the Royal Rumble, I fell asleep during the last like four. I heard Randy Orton and I went, what?
You fell asleep before that, too.
I fell asleep way before
that. Yeah, because Bobby Lashley's music hit, and you were dead asleep, and his music started, and you went, ugh.
Bobby Lashley. He's just going to quietly spank his butt at people.
What is that?
It's bad. It's bad, is what it is.
His finisher's a vertical suplex like it's 1964.
It's a cutting edge of technology. I mean, didn't someone get eliminated with an atomic drop?
Yes.
Which is how Bob Backlund won a WWF championship?
Yeah, then he held it for like 10 years.
For like a long time. Anyway, so Eric is very chill. He's like, well, if I had to guess, we're 165 million years ago. And Wes is like, and you're cool with that? Like, okay.
But then he knew where he was going.
Yeah. I guess he didn't fall asleep and get knocked out.
Well, yeah, because he was in the TF Eagle.
Yeah.
So he had all the time dampeners.
Yeah.
And West was just, he probably fell off the thing and bonked his
nog. He was just loose. He was just like loose time jetsam.
That's going to be the theme of the episode, is West falls down.
My little brother said about a third of this episode is West falling down, and I don't think he was too far off.
I don't think so.
So West then looks at a bunch of animatronic dinosaurs. They have to be at like Universal Studios, Florida.
Yeah.
In the Jurassic Park ride.
Some of this is fine. The ones that are just standing in the bush and they move their heads and look over and like look back and open their mouths a little bit, they're fine. But there is a Stegosaurus that they try to be like, look, he's walking out of the trees, but he's definitely just on a cart and just slides out.
He's sliding like the Undertaker.
And they rumble the camera a little bit, but it's not working.
It doesn't
working.
Look like walking still. Even the Q-Rex looks like it's walking better than this guy does.
I feel bad for the Q-Rex. It looks so sad.
But also there's like a I don't know what it's called. It's like a little T-Rex looking thing, but it's got like the funny hat on.
A Pachysaur?
Yeah, there's one of those, I think, and then there's like next to a Triceratops, and like they're just hanging out being buds. Then a Stegosaurus ambles by, like, howdy neighbor.
And these are probably all from different time
eras,
periods.
Yeah. But then Wes is like, I forget what he says. They argue about something about the Q-Rex. Because Eric's like, I'm going to find it first. And Wes is trying to be like, Wes isn't even saying like, no, you can't have it at this point. He's just like, we just got to make sure the Rancic doesn't. And Eric's like, no, I'm going to get it. And Wes is like, yeah, but I know if you get it, then he doesn't. We have to just make sure he doesn't. Because that would be bad, Eric. You understand that, right?
I don't think Eric does. He does not seem like a good guy.
He's not a good person.
I think they're trying to play him as a tweener.
Yeah.
He's in it for Eric.
Yeah.
But he also comes off just as a bad guy.
Yeah, like just in kind of like a, not like a misguided way, just in like a,
like an anti-ranger kind
of
way.
Like he hates Wes and is just like being like antagonistic more than he should be because of that.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like, but at the same time, it's like, Eric, get with it, bud.
Just think back for 1 second about why you hate Wes and realize how stupid
that is. It's a pretty dumb reason.
You're holding a grudge against a dude who just wanted to be your friend.
Yeah. And not even in like an annoying way. In like a way like, hey, you're kind of outcast in this place and I would like to include you in things.
Like a solidarity kind of way.
Yeah. He's like, no, they hated me. Have you seen Meet the Robinsons?
No.
It's on Netflix. It's really good. It's like a not well-known Disney movie that should be.
That's the one with the big head and little arms.
Big head,
right?
Little arms. Yeah. It's so funny. But there's a scene where... it's kind of a spoiler, but there's a scene where like a character is talking about like the past and how like he was ostracized and everyone like was mean to him. And there's a flashback and there's like someone be like, hey, cool binder, Goob. Hey, you want to come hang out, Goob? Because the kid's name is Goob. And he's great. And they're like, yeah, come on, Goob. And then it's just like a voiceover of, they hated me.
That's Eric.
That is Eric.
Eric is
Goob.
He's just a Goob.
Eric is Goob. So Goob and Wes get in a scuffle, and he shoves Wes down, and Wes lands next to a nest of hatching baby T-Rexes.
And it's just these like bright, solid green plastic toys.
Gack covered
in Nickelodeon slime.
Now, here's... back to my point a couple minutes ago. There's a Triceratops right here.
Uh-huh.
This is where a T-Rex lives. It super wouldn't be here.
No.
Like, at all.
Nothing would be here.
No. They'd be like, that thing would love to eat my body. And I'm not a kid at a trampoline park. I don't want to die. So I'm going to go away. But no, it's just there. So then a T-Rex shows up because, you know, they're harassing... the babies, it looks like, from a distance.
It's a T-Rex.
And also, it's a T-Rex, and it hates you. So, there's that. And starts chasing them, and Eric gets cornered. He's, like, knocked down, and the T-Rex is, like, sniffing him. And for, like, 1 second, my thought process was, like, Eric is the Quantum Ranger. The Q-Rex has got to be one step above the food chain from a T-Rex because it's a big robot. What are you going to do to it?
Right.
He's like, yeah. So maybe he's like, you smell like the Q-Rex. I'm going to leave you alone because you got quantum smell.
I thought that it was the Q-Rex for a second. Even though I know the Q-Rex is a robot, I was like, that's it.
It's like a Galactabuddy situation. Yeah.
But no, it smells him for like... I don't know, 6 minutes?
Like a long time. It gets a good huff off this boy. It gets a deep huff.
He was waiting, smelling and smelling. And then finally Eric peed and he was like, that's it.
Ah,
and he went in to eat him. But Wes made the save again.
Wes is like a going about as fast as a bullet. He flies in from off screen and grabs Eric and like tumbles out of the way.
Yeah, because he got headbutted into a tree during the chase. So he was off to the side.
I hope Wes is still on his dad's insurance. I know he doesn't live there. I know he's like kind of mad at his dad, but like you definitely need to go to the doctors when you get home. But
if every time you break a bone, it grows back stronger. I don't know if that's true, but if that is the case, his bones by the end of this episode
will just be so strong when they heal. So your bones, I mean, your bones like don't like as a whole get stronger, but the place that broke gets stronger because
reinforces.
Yeah, because I broke my collarbone, and so like basically, here's a collarbone, and then it breaks, and then like you get it back in place, and then it like heals over. So now there's like a cocoon of bone over keeping the bones together. So all of Wes's bones are going to be covered in second new bones.
Yeah, he's going to have bone filled bones.
He's going to have up to 160 bones now. Because there's only about 80 bones in the human body that we can tell, I think. Because it's like 110 in the ears. And then there's like 80 more bones in your body, I think.
Right, and I think each toe has like six.
There's seven or eight joints. Did you know your toe goes all the way up your foot? I was looking at a skeleton the other day. So like your toe goes all the way up to here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what these are.
Yeah, that's just more toe.
That's your toe. There's the joint where you think your toe ends, but actually there's another bone that goes all the way up.
There's a whole extra toe. There's nothing keeping that together but just muscles. Some meat and blood.
Yep.
Just some goo and some wet meat. Your body is terrible. Bodies are horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know how we do it.
Everyone out there,
be careful.
Don't look inside one.
Yeah. And be careful because all your bones are just like hanging out in your body. Somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Now they're strung together by tiny little wet meat strings.
It's just like a lot of like organic duct tape keeping you together.
That's pretty much it.
That's all your muscles are. And your skin is just like a trash bag keeping all the goo in. It's bad. It's your body's real weird.
Dominant species on the planet. I don't know how we did it.
Nobody else invented cupcakes. So like.
That's right. You dropped that ball, raccoons.
Yeah. Good job, Diplodocus. That's why you went extinct. Make cupcakes. So, Eric and they're saved. I'm sure Eric, I didn't hear him say anything, but I'm sure he was like, I was going to be fine. It was going to bite only half of my body and the rest of me would run away or something.
I feel like he shoves Wes off of him again. Right before because the T-Rex shows back up.
Yeah, well, yeah, the T-Rex shows back up and chases them to a cliff, and I think Eric pushes Wes off a cliff.
I think Eric pushed him, but the T-Rex, like, blew him off of the cliff somehow with his tail or something.
Because Wes falls off of this cliff that has got to be, conservative estimate, 1,000 feet tall.
From the top.
Yeah. Wes is at the very top of a sheer cliff and falls down. Eric goes, he's dead.
Well, he does. He's like, Wes! Oh, well.
Then he got
he's like, I'm not going
to
jump after you.
Yeah, what am I going to do? Die?
He turns around and he's face to face with the T-Rex still.
Yeah, T-Rex. He's like, I just want to get another huff. You smelled so good, but then you peed all over yourself. Now you smell like pee instead, and I hate that about you. So I'm going to eat you.
See, I thought the pee smell was what made him want to eat him. It was like, oh, now you're scared enough that you're tasty.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, now that you marinated yourself, I would like to eat. But I think before he was just like, I'm just enjoying how this smells. It's just like a good, like this boy smells
just like
nice.
Yankee Candle to him.
Yeah, it smelled like, you smelled like Suave shampoo and Bodman body spray. because the year 2001, and like that's just like that's completely new to a T-Rex.
Remember those commercials where it was just like,
I want to touch your bod.
A bunch of girls are like, hey,
show me your bod.
Nice bod.
And then it was like, then it'd be like a Windex bottle and just like, bod man. I don't know what.
It's, again, I don't know how we did it.
We just like kept doing it until we got here, I guess.
What if Windex smelled good and you sprayed it on yourself?
Yeah. What if instead of cleaning your windows, it didn't? And I don't want to say it smelled good. It still kind of smells mostly like Windex. But you just spray it on your body instead of your window. And then you let it sit on you forever. And then these girls in bikinis will be like, I want to touch your bod.
But they're not talking about you. They want to touch your Windex bottle. Windex.
Clark, sorry.
At least the Axe commercials, women from all over the world were swimming out of the ocean for the guy in the commercial.
Those commercials are ridiculous, but pretty. At least they were like,
they were like, we love the smell of your cologne, your body spray,
which is
kind of deodorant, but also you need to use deodorant with it because it does not stop any smells coming from your armpit.
It doesn't fix your armpit stank.
Just trust me.
I'm not a big fan of body spray. I don't like the sharp, horrible chemical smell that attacks my head.
No, I don't I don't like any fragrance. I don't like body spray, cologne, perfume. If it's very subtle, is okay. But most people can't put anything on subtly.
My sister used to. I swear to God, it smelled like she bathed in perfume back in like the mid '90s. Like it was bad.
Oh, everyone was in that.
That's just
Bath
how
and Body Works, like cucumber melon.
I honestly can't go into a Bath and Body Works because there's just too many smells in them. I can't walk on the same side of the mall, like the aisle, like the mall walkway. I can't be on the same side as the Yankee Candle because there's just too many smells.
Yeah.
But like the Axe commercial where he sprays this, it's like chocolate smell, and he sprays it, and then women are like, I'm gonna cannibalize your body. That's a pretty good commercial.
Yeah.
They don't just want to suck on some Windex.
No.
You know?
They want to literally eat you for real.
They want to destroy your body.
As a nice treat to themselves.
Yeah, because it's nice. Because
they're
going to
rip your arm off and then eat it while taking a nice bubble bath.
Yeah.
Have a nice relaxing time.
Watching Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's all in the Axe commercials. You can go look it up.
They're on YouTube, so you can watch that.
So Eric is fighting a T-Rex. He's got pee all over him. And he smells great. He smells great to a T-Rex. And the T-Rex is like, I'm going to eat you now. And so he runs under the T-Rex and dives and doesn't get anywhere near the cave entrance that he's looking at, but he does land in front of it.
When he first dives, we see him. And it looks like he's diving into the cave, and then it cuts, and he just face plants on the ground.
Yeah. So then he scrambles up, and he gets in the cave entrance, and he keeps his feet basically in the T-Rex's mouth because he wants them to be chomped off his body.
He keeps kicking at it. Like, first of all, that's going to do anything.
Right.
But if you want to keep that foot, you keep it away from the mouth of a T-Rex.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I also want to kick a T-Rex. You know? Like,
okay, well, there's one other thing. He is kicking at its mouth.
Yeah.
And this T-Rex is designed in a way that its mouth doesn't shut all the way because its teeth are in the way.
Right.
And so I feel like its front teeth, which are a little shorter, leave a gap.
Yeah.
That you can get your foot in and out of.
Right.
So you're just like, ha, ha, ha.
I would just want to like kick it in the nose a little bit, you know? Yeah. Maybe that's what he's trying to do, but the mouth was like closer.
It's kind of like you want to punch a shark.
Yeah. I just want to try it one time. I don't want to be near enough to a shark that I have to punch it.
Well, no.
But I would like to punch a shark. But I,
no,
mean,
I get it.
Yeah, you know. Because, like, then you punch the shark.
Right. You could tell people that and not be lying.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I did? I punched a shark.
Kicked a T-Rex right in the nostrils.
Right in the nostrils. Right
my
in
foot
the,
went right in
right
there.
Right in a snot locker.
It's just, like, full of gack. It's crazy.
It's just
gack is just T-Rex boogers.
That's all. They just, that's, so, it's it when all dinosaurs broke down, they turned into oil and gack, and that's what Nickelodeon runs on. So,
hit the gack mine.
Yep. So, he's in the cave now. Cave's got a big red light. Wonder what's going to be in here. It's going to be the Q-Rex, probably. Actually, no.
It's not. It's so weird. Because first of all,
where's this big, bright red light coming from?
Eric is not compelled by the red light in the least. He is not concerned about it.
I think it's just like a lighting choice, and it's not like a thing we should worry about.
Hey, who directed this?
Koichi.
What are you doing? He is a red Power Ranger, and you are lighting the cave he's in with a red light while he's looking for his Zord, which presumably is also mostly red.
Well, it's got some red on it. We've seen because we see it run earlier.
It runs on some form of red energy.
Yeah, but...
But you just lit this cave red for some reason. It's not even lava. It's just a red light in the back.
Yeah, I don't know, because he comes up to a wall, and I thought for a second, I thought it was like the petrified Q-Rex was going to be there. Nope, it's just some cave paintings, which means there are humans alive with these dinosaurs right now.
Yes, it's the same cave paintings from the dig site in the last episode.
Yes.
So I don't know if that...
So
means
the control
that this
box...
is the cave that they were digging up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This mountain that they're on, this is Silver Hills. This is the Silver Hill.
This is Silver Hill.
This is the Kilver Hill.
So
he does have his dumb CGD hat on again.
He does. I don't know what it means. Someone please tell us why it says CGD. Unless they're all from... the Mount Wachusett graphic design department.
Every time I hear that, I get a little tense.
You just like have a flashback. Yeah. that GPS does that to me, because GPS does stand for Global Positioning System, but it also stands for Global Professionalism Standard, which was a second GPA that I had to worry about in college. So now GPS, I'm like, I didn't go to the thing this month. I don't need the extra points. I'm fine. Full Sail's a weird place. Anyway, then we cut to Wes, who somehow isn't dead. He also is not morphed. So regular human Wes just fell 1,000 feet to his death and hit and was like, ouch.
Why? Would it have been so hard to make it look like he fell through some trees?
Or just
have him morph on the way down?
Yeah, just here's what you do. When you cut back to Wes... You already got the guy. You already got the suit actor there, because he's gonna morph in a minute. You got the suit actor already. Just have him lay down, shoot that, have him de-transform into Wes, like he, you know, morphed and then hit the ground, and he hit the ground so hard that he unmorphed.
It's just so weird that this show is like, hey kids, you can fall off a cliff and you'll be fine. A little groggy.
Yeah, kick that dinosaur in the nose. You'll just be a little confused for a second when you, for the second time today, get a terrible concussion. Minimum.
When he hit the tree, when the dinosaur headbutted him into the
tree. That was the second concussion.
He went back first.
Yikes.
Like, he wrapped his back around the tree.
No.
Wes is dead. This whole episode is him, like, walking into the light.
Well, hey, bad news, Wes. I don't think you're going to the good place. Because you do bad this whole time. That sounds like Power Rangers Bad Place, right? Like, Power Rangers Hell is just losing forever.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, gave myself chills. He gets up and he's like, oh, Eric, and he's confused because he just fell 1,000 feet and landed on his back. We cut back now to the present, and the other Rangers are trying to find him on the computer. They're looking him up online, and they're like, is Wes where? Jeeves, where's
hey,
Wes?
Hey, Google.
Hey, Siri.
Is Wes here? Is Wes when?
When is Wes?
When is Wes?
Hey, Google Siri, when is Wes? And Circuit's like, I got nothing. And they're like, well, okay, we'll keep looking. And then we cut back to Wes walking through the jungle, and he falls in another hole. Like, I say another hole as if he fell in a hole before, but he falls what looks like off another cliff, but it's just a hole. And it's a big footprint. And it's very square.
I really liked this because it looks like a giant robot footprint.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they did that on purpose or if they were just like, cut the footprint out.
No, it's definitely on purpose because the Q-Rex walks over him in a second.
Yeah, I know it's the Q-Rex's footprint, but like it's I don't know. It's very precise.
Yeah. Well, because there's a Sentai footage shot of like the Q-Rex stepping into the ground and it coming up and there being like an indent.
Right.
It's very quick and easy to miss. So I think they're like, yeah, kids will get it. And like, maybe. I don't know.
Also, they spent
a lot of money.
Like $1,000 on this episode.
I would say minimum $1,000 probably, which is hitherto unheard of.
Because there's all the animatronics for the dinosaurs, which maybe they just rented some space at Universal for.
Right.
There's the CGI of the T-Rex.
That like, which is a combination, bespoke. Like,
it's a combination of an animatronic and CGI. Because they do get some like far shots of it moving.
Yeah.
And it is moving its feet. It's not just sliding on a track.
Right.
There's Wes falling down the cliff. There's this giant footprint that they cut out.
The TF Eagle stuff also all looks like American footage, too.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a lot. It's been a lot of money. So, Ted shows up, and he's like, I'm going to get the T-Rex. And Wes is like, no, you won't. And so they fight.
And I forgot about Ted.
Yeah, I didn't actually see him earlier when he's like, I'm going to make the time hole last for a while. I was taking a note on something and I didn't see him. So when he showed up, I was like, oh, there is a monster. Right. Cause I saw him in the little tube in the mint condition case.
Right.
But
they never looked the same.
Yeah. No. And I was like, oh, right. Ted. Cause he's a tank kind of looking guy. Ted tank.
A little bit.
I made a very short leap. So he's like, I'm gonna get him. And then Wes's like, no. And so Wes morphs. So I was like, oh, cool. He can still morph. Cause like, doesn't matter time.
Right, because the time power is contained in the morpher. Yeah. It's not, you know, it goes with you. You don't go to it.
Right. And also, like, it's 1,000 years removed already. What's another 165 million? So then they fight where Wes gets beat up. And he's, like, grabbed and he's like, give up. And Wes is like, Power Rangers never give up. And then Wes gets cut and blows up and, like, knocked down immediately. Because, like, Ted kicks ass, I guess.
Wes's ass, anyway.
One ass. He kicked an ass. Just a singular.
Wes also did break his back and fall off a cliff.
You know what? I think I'm not giving Wes enough credit. The fact that he is still standing upright is probably pretty impressive. Good point. So then Ted walks into Sentai footage, and he goes up to Q-Rex, and he's like, I will control you now. And then, like, a blue gem lights up.
Yeah, he's just like, hold still for a second, and then you will be under my control. And the Q-Rex is like, "Arr!"
And then he gets taken. So also, here's the other thing about this. It's really weird is that earlier in the episode, they're like, the Q-Rex is the most advanced, powerful time force Zord. It's a good thing they lost it in a time travel experiment. Number one, why did you send it in a time travel experiment if it's your most powerful thing? But number two, why not give it regular AI? Why make it think it's a dinosaur?
Because that's cool.
But they made it, like, dinosaur dumb.
Yeah, they're like, well, hey, wouldn't it be rad if it was just a robot T-Rex inside and out?
Like, we need the control box to control it, but other than that, it's just a big dinosaur. That'll be fun.
It's crazy that it's sentient at all.
You could have given it, like...
It's not just, like, a dormant robot.
Yeah. That is also weird. I thought for sure they were going to show up and it's going to be like, I'm stuck.
Yeah.
But like, why give it T-Rex? Why not make it sound like Freddie Mercury or something? Wouldn't that be way cooler? Guys who made the T-Rex?
He's like, hey, I'm going to mind control you now. And it just sings Bicycle Race at
you. And then you're like, I cannot get this song out of my head. And I want to ride my bike.
I want to ride it where I like.
And then, you know, sometimes they'll change it up and do Fat Bottom Girls, which is like a sibling song to
it's the spiritual successor to
it's
Bicycle
it's
Race.
The bicycle it's a the Queen Bicycle Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
So it's Nose Gem Glows, and then Ted's like, ah, I hate you, now you're under my control. Wah. And it looks like it's in pain, so like Ted's a bad guy. But then he walks outside.
He's brain probing it.
Yeah, or he doesn't walk outside yet, sorry. We cut outside, and Wes gets up again, because Wes is like, just doesn't have any quit in him, despite the fact that all his bones is toothpaste now.
Yeah.
He's just one big old tube of toothpaste waiting to get squished out the top. He doesn't unmorph for the rest of this episode, because if he does, all his blood's going to fall out.
If he demorphs, it's just a puddle of Wes falls to the ground.
It's going to be real bad for him. And so he's like, I got to get to Q-Rex. And Eric shows up and is like, no, Q-Rex is mine. And Wes is like, Ted just went in there to get the Q-Rex, Eric. We needed to stop him. And Eric's like, fuck you, Wes, and shoots him.
Yeah, because Wes is like, he's like, Wes is basically like, I don't care if you take him. We need to stop it from getting into Rancic's hands. And Wes shoots him and literally yells, no.
No.
It's mine.
Eric.
I want to play with the fire truck.
For Christmas sake, Eric, you're going to get the fire truck.
If we don't go in there, Eric, Rancic gets the fire truck.
And he sucks. And he hates the fire truck. And he's going to make sure all the other cool trucks get destroyed. The metaphor's falling apart. But Eric, we got to go. But then they fight for a little bit. And then Ted, like, walks out somewhere else through, like, the back entrance of the cave because they're not, like, right there. And he's like, Q-Rex, I command you to just stomp around for a minute and just like just mess this forest up.
He does have an old Atari joystick on his wrist that he controls it with, sort of.
Yeah.
I guess he uses the joystick to input a command of wreck it. And then the Q-Rex just
He gives the command and then the joystick just like makes the nose gem hurt. And, like, so it has to do what it's told.
Kind of like a zap caller.
Yeah. That's what it feels like to me. Because, again, they made it, like, an animal and didn't give it, like, a person brain to think with.
Hey, this thing is the biggest. It's the first Zord they ever built.
But also the most powerful. So they did it right once. They got it, nailed it in one.
And they were like, what if we...
What if it's a dog?
We give it free will, but it's a real stupid.
But it's like a, it's basically like a big dumb dog, though. Okay.
But then we'll punch it back in... No, we won't. We'll let it run back
to the
past. It's
going to run loose back in time, and we're going to gently balance the controller on the head and let it fall off. But then, okay, cool. What's the next thing you're going to make? A big car. It doesn't have a brain at all. It doesn't do anything.
Well, I like to think they made the Big Pungy next.
Well, okay, yeah. So they made a Golf Boy Pro. I don't actually know. I think it's Terminus in the Sentai. I don't know what its name is in this. So they made him, and they're like, okay, cool. Is he also like a dog? No, he's like a guy who can't talk and just loves golfing. You know, it's like your friend's stepdad. He just loves golf. Okay, cool.
Now we're going to make some planes and a car.
The next one we're going to make is a set of planes that do not think or talk or move without input.
They're just vehicles.
And then we are going to make another sentient man ninja. Everyone on board with this very clear evolutionary line? Someone's like, no, but what are we going to do at this point?
So that would be cool if Pokemon did that. It starts as like a big dinosaur, and then the final evolution is just like, here's a chicken.
It's chicken. it evolves down, like normal. So, anyway, they finish fighting because they see the Q-Rex hop in the time hole that Ted made and get sucked back forward in time. So Eric goes, see you later, Wes, and gets in the TF Eagle and flies away.
Yep.
While this is happening, the volcano that the Q-Rex was hanging out in, that it just smashed all around, erupts, and the ground starts cracking. And as Eric is getting in his TF Eagle and flying away, Wes is like, Eric, help! And Eric just, like, flips him the bird.
He's like, no way.
Off.
No way. No way. He flies off. This is where I was like, it's been about 20 minutes.
It's gotta end. This has gotta end here.
This is the freeze frame, is Wes like
falling to
with
his
the volcano
death.
Erupting underneath him.
Yeah. Well, it's erupting behind him, and then the ground is destroyed because he falls, the ground just absolutely collapses under him, and he starts falling. And at this point, I know for a fact that that is not going to kill Wes, so I don't know what the drama
is. He's immune to falling.
He's got fall damage turned off. But then Eric swoops down and makes the save. And he's like, yeah, Eric, you saved me. He's like, shut up. Because, like, Wes saved him earlier. I feel like it's like, I don't want to owe you anything.
See, I felt like it was going to be more of a, like, now you owe me. I know you saved my life at least twice in the last episode.
Today.
But I saved you this time, so now you owe me.
So this counts. Yeah. But then they fly forward in time, where Ted starts making the Q-Rex smash stuff. Circus sees a time hole and the Rangers run out. Rantic celebrates. These are all like quick
They
cuts.
Also see a time hole.
Yeah.
Because it shows the Q-Rex like running out of it.
Yeah. Like down because it's in the sky.
And it's also just superimposed over it. So it's a very awkward. And it's awkward at running anyway. It's like they have it like up on fishing
line. They have it on wires. Yeah.
And so it's not really pushing off of the ground. It's just kind of floating and wiggling its leg. It's like doggy paddling through the air.
They should have done. The problem is like the way wire rigs at least used to work. I don't know where the technology's gotten this far, but it used to be like it didn't move at all. You had like a team of guys. You had like five guys on either side. So like when you see like Jackie Chan, well, this is a bad example because most of his stunts were wireless. You see a kung fu movie where a guy gets kicked and someone like flies like 100 feet away.
Yeah,
that's like seven people are yanking on a wire so hard that dude like. Gets rocketed, right? So this guy is like on wires running in a big T-Rex suit that's already kind of awkward to be in because there's clearly a man in here. Like it's not CG. So like he's running, but he can only run as fast as he's being pulled. And I feel like they're just not in sync. Whereas if he was just on something that was like holding him up so it wouldn't be very heavy so he could run fast and he got to dictate the pace,
yeah,
it probably would have looked a lot better. But instead,
this looks like he's swimming, kind of.
Yeah, it does. It looks like he's doggy paddling.
Yeah,
but on like land. So Rantic's like, "Yeah, we're gonna win. I'm gonna win. I'm gonna beat the Rangers." Cut back to the other Rangers getting to the time hole. They're like, "Whoa, what a time hole!" And the Q-Rex lands, and Trip's like, "Oh yeah, Q-Rex. This is rad. We got the Q-Rex now."
Trip, you idiot.
I mean, on the one hand, like...
Well, either way, you don't have it.
Well, unless Wes got it.
But he would have had to steal the controller from Eric to be able to control it.
You're right.
But that's DNA locked to Eric if it works the same way. We have not been told that it works that way.
Yeah, we don't know if the DNA lock is, like, the same. But like, I do like Trip in this episode because he doesn't have a lot to do. But his one thing is, like, he's optimistic. He's like, yeah.
He's got two lines. That's a time hole. And all right, the Q-Rex.
Q-Rex. And then the Q-Rex punches a building in the neck.
It's funny because Trip's like, yes, the Q-Rex is here.
And it runs
past him. And then it just rams into a building. And he's like, oh no, the Q-Rex is here.
Ah, beans. And then it like picks up a train and starts noshing on it. And
it's
like,
just the Dragonzord a little bit.
It's very much. We haven't heard like the,
yeah.
But like I'm waiting for it. So then, Wes and Eric come through the time hole, and Wes is like, I knew you wouldn't let me down, buddy. And he's like, well, I'm going to let you down now, and just like barrel rolls, and Wes falls off, and falls like a skyscraper down to the ground. Like, they're not close to the ground. They're still in the sky, and we watch Wes fall the whole way and land.
So you know how in Supernatural... When the demons first started showing up. And I think it's...
The first episode where they're in a plane?
No, I think it's the first time that Meg jumps.
Oh, and she lands and they're like, my body is super broken. If I leave this body, this one's dead.
Yeah, and they're like, we're going to exercise you. And she's like, if you do, this person is dead. Like, I'm the only thing keeping this person alive. They just fell out of a 5-story window.
Yeah.
Like, it's that. That's the Power Ranger suit.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
If you take that off of Wes, he's going to die. It's just mush in there.
It's literally just like a Wes-shaped balloon full of Wes goop.
Full of Wes.
It's just Wes juice.
Applesauce.
It's just Wes sauce. Toe to tip. I do want to talk about Supernatural for the next 45 minutes, but we should wrap up. Because did you know, I don't want to, hey, spoiler warning for Supernatural. God showed back up. God's got a sister. They fight. The devil is in an alternate universe with their mom now.
Yep.
I'm just waiting for like, oh, also, it looks like they killed God at one point, but then he's like, I'm just kidding, I'm fine. And then me and my sister are going to work things out and go to Disney World or something. The next time a big bad guy shows up, my brother Rod's going to show up and he's going to help fix things. The only mythical figure who in the entire biblical canon who has not shown up has been Jesus, because I feel like they're saving that for their 97th season when they finally end the show.
If it goes on long enough, he has to show up. I had this conversation with Sesha the other day, too, a little bit. And I was like, Jesus is going to be the only thing in the show that actually is a myth.
Yeah.
Every other single thing is real except for
Jesus. Except Jesus Christ himself. I haven't watched Supernatural in like 5 years. I kind of want to hate watch it because it sounds very stupid. Anyway, Eric tries to control the Q-Rex. It does nothing. It just like stomps into another building and grabs a car to snack on. Grabs like a car, like a, what are those snack packs called? Not the snack packs were pudding. They had like the cheese in one
side. Like a handy snack.
Yeah, handy snack. Yeah, he's like one of these. I'm just going to pop it open. I'm going to eat the cheese. I'm going to eat the weird little biscuit pretzels.
It's a breadstick. Well, you could also get one with crackers that came with the little red stick that you spread the cheese with.
I do remember that one. That was my preferred handy snack.
I like the breadstick. You just dunk it in. You don't have to take the extra time to spread the cheese.
I don't know. I feel like spreading the cheese is what made it taste better. You got to put that work into it. Or just different
also,
people.
There's like two breadsticks worth of cheese and six breadsticks.
Yeah, well, yeah. See, that's the problem is because you can spread the cheese thin enough on the crackers that like you can make it last the whole time. And if you do it right, then your last one's got a lot of extra cheese on it. Those breadsticks, you got two dunks. And you're like, now I just got to eat some dry bread.
I used to eat the cheese right off the red thing.
I mean, yeah, you can do that too. Anyway, bring back Dunkaroos. Sarah Lee owns Dunkaroos.
Oh, right. I'm like, Sarah.
I feel like that should be common knowledge, but maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just like a Dunkaroos enthusiast.
You're too deep in Dunkaroos.
Maybe I'm just weirdly into Dunkaroos. Sorry. Anyway, Wes isn't dead somehow.
Why did this turn into a Tattoo Teenagers episode?
Look, I don't know. I've been sick, and we've recorded episodes where I was still sick, and I'm feeling better, and I have a little more energy, but I still got this dumb balloon head from being sick. This is what happens. We had to get it out somehow. Also, Wes is not dead. He is just a bunch of applesauce in a Power Ranger suit. And then Rantic shows up at the very end and is like, now the future is ours. And the episode ends.
The future.
The future. Ranges. This is nothing like anything like an Australian sounds.
That's not what it sounds like at all.
Not even close.
No.
But that's the end of the episode. Josh, you started.
Uh-huh.
I get to pick the best. Best is... they ran from dinosaurs.
I think the dinosaur stuff was my favorite.
Yeah, I did love all the dinosaur stuff. So I think dinosaurs.
It went from being Power Rangers to just it's Land of the Lost for a second.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I enjoyed that a lot.
But with Power Rangers, which is maybe the way you can make anything better.
Yeah,
for me personally, anyway. The worst is Eric just being a jerk.
Yep, just like shooting Wes.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Because like, Wes is like, he's already in there. He's already doing the thing. And Eric's like, but I want the Q-Rex.
You could have had him if you went in there and stopped Ted.
We're not even arguing about this anymore, Eric. You just want to shoot me with a gun.
Thank you for coming to my TED talk.
MVP is Wes for not being not dying.
Wes for jumping onto a plane about to go back in time without thinking about it for 1 second.
Yeah.
Just like, if Eric's going to go, I have to make sure there's a good guy there.
Right. And also, like, bare minimum, Eric's been doing this for a day. Like, he doesn't know what he's doing. So even if he does get it, there's no guarantee that he can, like, do anything about it.
Right, although he did know every single power that he had in the last episode.
Oh, I also forgot again that he's got a little computer.
Yeah, he's got a personal assistant built into his BlackBerry.
I like her. I like Deca too.
I hope she gets a real name.
Yeah, me too. It's probably computer, but I hope it's better than that.
Right.
Now we got to rank. No, we don't got to rank it.
Not till next time.
Joke's on us. We're getting out of here. It's been an hour and 17 minutes since we started recording this. Next episode's called Clash for Control Part 2. Duh. We'll see you on Friday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you. Time Force! Time Force! Power Rangers! Ay, 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 ay.
one got away from me, I think.
It didn't go as long as I thought. Because we were at like 50 minutes. I'm like, we still have 40 minutes left.